We play nothing but power hits. Power hits all day, every day.
Yo, what's up? My name is Rich Beezy, aka Hustler, aka Boss. And this is 100% Zena Afro.
Ziggity 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 day. Mommy got you feeling billiga 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 day. Billiga 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 day. It's your one and only Fumukazi Bomb. Lifestyle 100% Zen Afro. 91.3 Power FM.
The Queens of Breakfast.
Mayadi, aka Hidden Flair.
You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian natural. That just means Z and Afro.
Hit it all day.
Power FM 91.3 K Stacy.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
Former Republican Vice President Dr. Nevas Mumba calls for national dialogue to curb rising cancer-related deaths in Zambia. Police confident of prima facie case in Miss Mary Kachilika's murder case. Francis Foreign Minister visits Central African Republic in bid to rebuild ties. Power Dynamos beat Musa 4-2 and maintain top of the table with Inchanga 8, Napsa, Buffalo, Sanako share spoils.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sagala.
The police in Lusaka have charged 28-year-old Mary Kachilika with two counts of murder following the alleged throwing of her two stepchildren into the crocodile-infested Ngwerere River in Chongwe District last month. A postmortem on the older child, 6-year-old Matthias Kamanga, confirmed a prima facie case against her. Matthias's body was recovered from the river on February 26th, the day after the incident. The younger child, 2-year-old Tiffness Kamanga, remains missing, with search efforts temporarily suspended due to the river's dangerous conditions and technical challenges. The recovery team includes Zambia Army divers, the Chongwe District Municipal Fire Brigade, and the police, who believe Tiffness may have been swept away by the current. Ms. Kachilika, who was in a polygamous marriage and has no children of her own, is suspected to have acted out of jealousy. According to the police, on February 25th, Ms. Kachilika reportedly left her home to confront her husband's first wife while the biological mother was busy with laundry. Ms. Kachilika allegedly threw the children into the river. A fisherman witnessed the act and detained her until police arrived. She is currently in custody and will appear in court soon. Former Republican Vice President Dr. Nevas Mumba has called for an immediate national dialogue to address the alarming increase in cancer-related deaths, urging the country to identify the root causes behind this troubling trend. Dr. Mumba, who is now an opposition leader in the New National Party, formerly Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, highlighted the concerns in a Facebook post monitored by Power FM News. However, statistics from the Zambia Institute of Public Health reveal that Zambia records over 15,000 new cancer cases annually. Prostate cancer is the most common among men, while breast cancer affects over 1,100 women each year. Childhood cancers also pose a significant challenge, often due to late diagnosis. During the World Cancer Day 2026 commemoration, the government emphasized a person-centered approach to cancer care under the global theme, United by Unique. Then Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mutshima highlighted that although cancer is a shared burden, each patient's experience is unique, necessitating a health system that treats the individual beyond just the disease. The same event, cervical cancer survivor Helen Simbukeni Sokolo urged women to undergo early screening and encourage girls aged 9 to 14 to receive the HPV vaccine as a preventive measure against cervical cancer.
The Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry has commended the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency for its growing contribution to National Treasury and its role in supporting private sector growth. Permanent Secretary responsible for Commerce, Trade and Trade at the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Lillian Walia, said government recognizes the agency's efforts in promoting standards that help businesses compete effectively. Ms. Walia said ZICSA remains one of the key institutions supporting the growth of the private sector while also contributing significantly to national revenue. She added that as government advances the 24-hour economy agenda, there will be a need to explore ways of strengthening the agency's capacity, including increasing staffing levels through engagement with the Ministry of Finance. Meanwhile, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency Executive Director Gerald Juzinga said that the country still faces challenges with inadequate product testing facilities. Mr. Chizinga stated that some products covered under compulsory standards cannot currently be tested locally due to limited laboratory infrastructure, suggesting that establishing in-house testing facilities would help the agency make quicker and more efficient decisions on products undergoing inspection. Mr. Chizinga further revealed that by the end of 2025, ZICSA collected more than 624 million kwacha in non-tax revenue, making it the biggest contributor to the non-tax revenue basket under the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry.
In international news, Malawian singer and producer Praise Umali says the recent rise of artists from Malawi. In entertainment news, Malawian singer and producer Praise Umali says the recent rise of artists from Malawi on the regional music scene is not as a result of sudden surge in ambition, but rather the growth of the country's music industry and increased opportunities for creatives. Speaking during an interview with Pi FM while in the Saka for a performance, Umali explained that Malawian artists have also had the drive to succeed, but limited resources previously made it difficult for many to showcase their talents to wider audiences. He noted that in recent years, the industry has begun to expand, allowing artists to earn income from performances and digital platforms, which he said had played a crucial role in motivating them to invest more effort in their craft. According to Umali, the ability to generate income from music helps artists invest in promoting their work, making their presence more visible locally and internationally. Over the past few years, several Malawian artists have gained recognition beyond their borders, signaling a growth influence of Malawian music in the region. Umali himself is no newcomer to the industry. He revealed that he has spent more than a decade working behind the scenes as a producer, while also building his career as a musician.
The music industry in Malawi is growing, so there's more opportunities for artists, and also we are able to, you know, make a little money off of the music, because sometimes you can be so hungry and you're pushing a lot, but if you don't have the resources to actually put yourself out there, it seems as if you're not hungry enough. Because now that, you know, some doors are opening, we can make a little money with the music, with the shows, with our music online, you know, being played. I think now, you know, when you take that and you're trying to push your music and be out there more, that's when people start to see.
In international news, a well-known Eritrean satirical cartoonist has been freed from prison after spending 15 years in detention without charge. His family and friends have told the BBC. Binaman Solomon, now in his early 60s, was arrested in the capital Asmara in 2011, but was never tried. The reasons for his continued imprisonment were not made clear. Known by his pen name, Cobra, Binyam gained fame for his critical and witty cartoons tackling political and social issues. The authorities have not said why he was set free, but it is in the latest of a string of similar releases. Nevertheless, thousands remain in prison in Comunicado without trial as well, in a country long criticized for alleged human rights abuses.
Still in international news, France is making a diplomatic push in Central African Republic as Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot begins a two-day visit to the capital, Bangui. It is the first trip by the senior French official in 7 years and signals an effort by France to rebuild ties with its former colony. Relations began to warm again in April 2024 after talks between French President Emmanuel Macron and Central African President Faustin Archange Touadéra Barrot is expected to meet Touadera during the visit just days after the Central African leader returned from Russia, where he held talks with Vladimir Putin. For years, France has seen its influence decline in the